Are you feeling down about being single? Well, get a dose of dating optimism. With us is Amy Spencer. She's been an editor for Maxim and Glamour magazines, and now she's come out with a new book called Meeting Your Half Orange, an utterly upbeat guide to using dating optimism to find your perfect match. Amy Spencer, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
So you're saying that the best way to be is, of course, optimistic when it comes to your dating life.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the plan. That's how you meet your half orange, which, by the way, I know a lot of people are very confused by it. It's a Spanish phrase called mi media naranja, which translates in English as my half orange, and it means my other half, my sweetheart.
Oh.
And certainly I believe that by being optimistic and focusing on purely positive thoughts, you can attract them to you.
Okay, because a lot of us do get a little bit down in the dumps when it comes to dating. I mean, we'll
please,
be like, oh, I'm never going to find the guy.
Exactly.
When is it going to happen? Why are all guys jerks? You know, these are the thoughts that go through everyone's mind when dating doesn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the fact is, for dating optimism to work, it's not just this woo-woo idea. It's actually based in neuroscience. And the thought is that because our positive thoughts actually affect and change our emotional brain. And the emotional brain is essentially another term for the limbic system and this area called the amygdala, which houses our emotional memories.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the good memories and the bad ones, your first kiss and the time someone cheated on you for the first time. So what you're talking about, people who are feeling a little bit hopeless, a little bit over it, a little bit I give up,
mm-hmm.
those negative thoughts actually create these strong neural pathways in your brain that become like ruts in a well-traveled road.
Oh.
So what you want to do is use your thoughts in your brain in your dating favor so that you can change your brain for the better.
That's really interesting. So if we continue to think negatively about our dating life, then that is how our dating life is probably going to be.
Exactly, exactly. It is what you think.
So even if we've been cheated on by every guy out there, we need to still try to have some sort of a positive attitude. How do we do that?
Well, luckily, our brains can do it for us, thanks to this, what scientists have discovered, something called neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big word for the idea that you can actually mold your brain as if you're molding warm plastic. And that's what dating optimism is. It's that because you're focusing on positive thoughts, you create new neural pathways, which are like new ruts in the road.
Mm.
And that then starts filling up that amygdala in your brain with positive messages. So, for instance, if you are focusing on being single or being all alone, which, of course, at Valentine's Day, a lot of people are, Jennifer Aniston even joked about being the poster child for the lonely single girl. Well, if you're thinking about single, single, single all the time, well, what are you going to attract? More single.
Mm.
So what you want to do is start focusing on how you want to be in the right relationship in a positive way, and that's going to change everything from how you perceive others to how others to perceive you to your body language, which is another great example.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, okay, so let's just assume that I start to think positively about my dating life because I am single.
Okay.
So if I start to think positively about it and think, okay, yeah, give me an example of how am I supposed to be thinking?
Well, you're supposed to think, like I was just saying, instead of thinking about how you're single and maybe a little bit over it, you start thinking about how great it's going to be when you're in the right relationship. So the new word that you want to start focusing on is relationship and how great it's going to be when you get there. And even by just starting to say out loud that you're ready for your big relationship, you're going to find your body language changes. I mean, if you can even relate it to your own life probably. Those moments that you feel a little bit down, a little bit hopeless, a little bit pessimistic, you look at yourself from the outside, your shoulders are dropped, your brow is furrowed, your face is frowning.
Mm.
I mean, that is a physical manifestation.
And nobody's attracted to that.
Feeling.
Yeah, no guy wants to approach that.
And
right?
No guy is going to walk up to you. Yeah, exactly. Right. They're not going to break that wall down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's... So, the minute you start thinking positively, everything changes. Your chin lifts up, your smile brightens, your posture straightens.
Your eyes
glisten. And that's
the
energy that's going to attract people.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's definitely
true.
I try this with the gym. I kind of like use subliminal messages to myself. I had a fitness expert say, instead of saying, oh, I have to go to the gym, say, I get to go to the gym.
Oh, right.
And it's actually really amazing how simply changing that one word does make me feel slightly more excited to go.
Right. It's like you're giving a gift to yourself.
Yeah. It's really bizarre how it works, but it works. So I could see
where
you're saying that if we start to think, oh, I can't wait till I find that right relationship. It's going to be so amazing and so wonderful. And anyone I meet could be him.
Yes, exactly.
Then I could see where there would be a lot of optimism and the laws of attraction would be in play.
Right, exactly. Because even if the next person you meet isn't that right one, well, somebody along the path to the right one.
Yes.
Someone who's going to teach you something and give you something wonderful.
Absolutely. We are talking to Amy Spencer. She's a relationship expert and the author of Meeting Your Half Orange. Go to the website meetingyourhalforange.com. She's giving us a dose of dating optimism. We'll be right back. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.